Listen, asshole!
No, you listen, you little bitch. You hang up on me again, I'll gut you like a fish.
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
I didn't mean to startle you.
That's all right.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'm not even gonna swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Hello and welcome to
the Horror Movie Gang Podcast. So are you trying to keep up with me? Because I'm trying to keep up with you, and I think that's what we're doing wrong.
I'm trying to keep up with you, and you're trying to keep up with me.
And it goes into, like, ghost. Yeah.
I wonder how many people are tuning in to, like, the first 10 seconds. I'll give these guys a listen.
What, and then turning straight off?
Oh, they're part of a project. Oh, bless them.
I didn't realise it's just care in the community.
I'll donate a quid and I'll never listen to them again.
Yeah.
How are you?
Sorry, guys. I'm all right. I've been working quite a lot. Just the normal, really.
Oh, dear.
I know. Just normal crap, isn't it?
Normal, everyday crap. I have the man flu.
Oh,
and it
God.
Really is the flu as well.
I mean, to be fair, my partner had it first and then he was absolutely dying. It was like the end of the world. Then I had it and I was okay because, you know, I'm a woman and I can handle shit like that.
But you've never had man flu?
No. And then I coughed down the phone on the last podcast and I think I've infected you through the airwaves in the sky. Definitely. Sorry, mate.
Oh, no, I was so ill last couple of days. It's not been good.
You just have to take a dose of Man Up. I think they've got it in Boots Pharmacy.
Have they? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm too ill to go, so can't do that.
Amazing.
Right. First of all, I'm really, really, really jealous because you've got the new Evil Dead game, haven't you?
Oh, of course I have. And ladies, nagging partners works. So I didn't get it on the first day it came out. I was at work and I kept sending my partner messages because he was at home. Obviously, he's still off sick at the moment. Going, oh, can you just have a look, see how much the new Evil Dead game is for me? And then I'd send him a message 10 minutes later going, have you had a look? No, not yet. And then I got home and I was like, look, can we have a look, see how much it is? And I just gave him the look.
Always wins.
Okay, then I'll download it for you. And then you have to wait for forever for it to download. So I couldn't play it again to the next day. But I was at work the next day. But I have had a bit of time on it, but I'm gonna crack at it again later.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. Do you know what? I'm not a gamer. I don't call myself a gamer at all. I'm very old school with the Sega Mega Drive, Commodore 64.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
That's the level of my how good I am at computer games.
I mean, I've had all the latest ones before. I had a PlayStation 4. I think it was the last big one. I think I had the Xbox 360 as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I want to be a blue hedgehog and I want to jump over stuff.
I know, but the thing is, over the past few years, games have got really complex and there's a lot to it now. And I do get a little bit lost in it. I'm a big Dead by Daylight player. However, that took me weeks to learn.
Yeah.
Really, really tough. So I'm kind of in the early learning stages of playing this game. So my username is Rashot_Rebel. If you see me in the lobby, please don't send me hate mail because I am shit. Although I will also say, if there's anyone out there that wants to jump on a game with me and give me a bit of guidance, you are more than welcome because I am struggling.
Brilliant.
But
so is there a plot or is it a...
It's kind of great because it's kind of taking characters from all the Evil Dead films and you've got obviously Ash versus the Evil Dead as well. They've taken characters from all that. And it is kind of like Dead by Daylight. It's kind of like four survivors, one killer. In this instance, you've got your four characters and then you've got your demonic dead evil overlord person who's got like a little... who kind of takes control of the game and you've got to kind of...
Right.
Get the pages of the book, then you have to find the dagger, then you have to go find find and fight a load of evil dead dude guys. But it is a really, really complex game, and I am still learning it because I am a bit shit.
And I believe all the people that were in the original film are taking part, aren't they? All the voice actors.
Yeah, there's loads of voiceovers going on. The Ash, you can play like different types of Ash. So you've got Ash from the first film, second film, and all these different ones.
Yeah.
But you find a lot of people quit the lobby if they don't get the character they want because you can't play the same character.
Okay. So I got the wrong impression of the game, actually.
Okay.
I thought it was a story. Yeah. A bit like a Silent Hill or...
Yeah, it's not like that at all. It is kind of like where you go into a lobby and then you go into the game together, but you do have to work together as a team.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a problem because I am socially awkward and I don't do the whole microphone talking to people I don't know.
No, I don't blame it.
So I kind of tag along at the back, watch what they're doing and hope I don't get my team killed. That's my tactic. Just follow them.
So I'm totally with you on that. I had the football game years ago and there's nothing worse than a 12-year-old kid talking to you on the microphone.
Oh,
fuck you! Fuck you!
Exactly. I tried it with Dead by Daylight. I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work as part of a team. And I put the headphones on and everything. And people, number one, it was all Americans. And they kept laughing at my accent because apparently I sound really posh.
Yeah.
And most of the people I was talking to were either drunk or stoned. So I kind of gave up on that.
Yeah.
They were having a great time.
But they are, aren't they?
Yeah, no, it's fine. So, yeah, I'm the quiet one at the back trying not to get my team killed. But seriously, yeah, if there's anyone out there that wants to give me some pointers, please do, because it's a bit challenging. I mean, I'm 42, mate. Do you know what I mean? I'm really like, even I'm sat there playing it, my partner's telling me what to do, and I'm like, don't tell me what to do.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's tough.
That sounds a bit complicated for me.
But, however, graphically, it is a stunning, beautiful game.
I can bet.
You've got to get it.
I need to get a device, first of all. It's time, though, isn't it?
I know what you're saying.
I mean, I don't know if I ever told you this. I ordered a totally legal thing a couple of months ago.
I love how you stress it's legal.
It was off Amazon, actually. So you think, it must be legit. And it's an handheld device, a bit like what they call a PlayStation handheld thing.
Oh, like a Game Boy thing.
Yeah.
I'm going back a few years now. Game Boy.
It's got every NES game on it, every Mega Drive game on PlayStation 1 game on it.
That sounds great.
So you can play Super Mario. I think N64's on it as well. And it's literally fat. And yeah.
See, that's my era.
And that's all I want. Used to. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, completely. Yeah, I'm used to it. I'm going back to the Commodore 64. Games were simple. I knew what I was doing. You could go left, right, forward, A button, B button, and not a lot really happened.
A lot of the top games, all you did was jump.
Yeah.
It's only Super Mario, you just jump, don't you?
Remember the early Tomb Raiders? Now I can't play them anymore. They've got silly.
What's the point of Tomb Raider if you can't lock someone in a fridge?
Oh my god, I'm anymore. So pleased I wasn't the only one that locked him in the fridge.
It was like a big, you know, and you'd do hours doing that, wouldn't you?
Just hours going around his mansion, having a laugh, making him follow you, and then locking him in places.
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on The Sims. I was an evil bitch.
Still love The Sims,
I used to build little walls around them and let them wee themselves and then die.
Fantastic.
I know. I think there's something wrong with me.
Clearly. So, Evil Dead, it's worth buying then?
Oh, God, completely. Buy it. So, apparently, it sold like 500,000 copies in the first 5 days. I mean, it's just been released. I'm sure they'll do updates and add more stuff onto it.
Yeah, sure.
And
you
do need to get yourself a console because the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre will be out before we know it. And I'll be getting that as well. And you'll still be learning Evil Dead.
Yeah, no, so, you're totally right. So, is that the PlayStation 4?
Ooh, yes.
I
can't afford a 5.
You can't buy a 5. You still can't buy a 5 anywhere.
No, they're sold out everywhere, aren't they? I keep nagging at my other half to get me one, but he's like, we've got a mortgage to pay. Get real.
Yeah. I watched the film this week.
Okay.
It's not horror.
What? Get off this podcast.
But don't judge me, I know you're an 80s girl.
Don't judge me. I'm judging you already. Go on.
There's a new film out called Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
What? Say that entirely again.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Aren't they chipmunks?
Do you not remember the cartoon in the 80s?
Yes, I do. Chip and Dale, they were chipmunks, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And they had like a blimp and they rescue people.
Is this like a comeback or have I been missing the last few years?
Seriously, watch the film. It's one of the funniest.
Is it animated?
It's both animated. It's a lot like You Frame Roger Rabbit.
Oh, that was great.
So there's human actors, but there's a lot of in-jokes. A lot of 80s characters are in it.
Okay.
Who were out of work, so you see a lot of cameos from old people that you love.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to go back to last week's podcast. I'm now picturing you sitting there playing with your Lego, watching Chip and Dale.
Yeah,
how old are you again?
I know. Bad, isn't it? But seriously, you need to watch it. It's getting a lot of good reviews.
Is it?
I thought I'd mention it because I knew you are an 80s girl.
I think you'd appreciate it a lot. That as well. I'll give that a bash.
Also, something else I'm watching this week, kind of horror. I've just been watching it then before the podcast. Have you ever seen Inside Number 9?
No.
I think you would love that.
I've not even heard of this. Where have you been?
It's a programme on the iPlayer. All 86. But it's kind of horror. It's made by the people who did A League of Gentlemen. Remember League of Gentlemen in the 90s?
I remember that. That's
so really, really odd.
Yeah, really odd.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. Just check that out.
I'll give that a bash as well.
I thought I'd have to mention that after mentioning Chip and Dale to bring me back.
Redeem yourself a little bit.
Yeah. But you totally redeemed yourself this week by picking Choose or Die.
Did I?
Let's talk about that. Choose or Die.
Congratulations. You are worthy. And remember, reality is cursed.
You're not special.
You are fire.
Saw the eviction notice.
This used to be a good neighborhood.
I do believe last week you branded me and you said that I always pick shit new films.
Yeah, you kind of do. And I'm picturing how you do it. I reckon you look through Netflix and go, oh, what can I pick this week? Oh, that looks good.
No. Right. Do you want me to tell you why it is?
Go on.
I'm an idiot, right? I get lured in by these Lad Bible Facebook posts that tell me
the scariest horror film of all time.
This is the scariest film that's ever been made. People were like dying in the cinema, etc., and killing themselves. And I'm like, right, we're going to watch that then. And then it's shit. Yeah.
And it's about
apart from the
pig.
One that had Alf in it, that was really good. What was it called?
Alf? Oh, give over. And I picked that, didn't I?
No, I picked that one.
Did you?
Yeah, it's a cracker. You hated it.
This might be your best choice, yeah.
Really? Well, yeah. I have to admit, I saw the name Robert Englund.
Yeah.
And I went, right, done.
Yeah, yeah.
Done.
Let's talk, before we talk about it, kind of explain the plot to us, for those who haven't seen it, because this is what annoyed me about the film, first of all.
Yes.
No one knows about it. And I think it's worthy to be on at the cinema, to be fair.
It really is. I don't even think it was in, like, Netflix's top 10.
No. No.
Tragedy.
So, go on, explain the plot to us.
So, Choose or Die. So, it's basically about this broke student who finds this, like, 1980s survival competition game. Now, I'm going to take you back. I had one in the 80s on my Commodore 64, and you had to type in what you were doing.
Yeah.
And I remember I had to go into a cave and pick up this torch, but it always came back saying error, could not understand instruction or something. Yeah. And in the end, I think I tossed the game. But
they were all flawed, weren't they?
Yeah, they were shit. I mean, they didn't really work. But this one had a $100,000 prize, which hadn't been won, so this kid starts playing in it. But there's more to it than that. It kind of like intersperses with real life, doesn't it? And influences the environment around them. So
things
they're kind of playing
now. Yeah.
Yeah. And Yeah, Robert Englund's in there as himself, as a voice of the game.
Yes. Yeah. A few things that annoyed me. Let's talk about the things that annoyed us, first of all, because there's loads and loads of positive. I would like to have seen a story with Robert Englund.
Yes.
If they're trying to investigate the game, I would have gone, we need to contact him. We need to know a bit more about it. I would have liked to have seen a story. Maybe that's for a sequel or a future story, who knows?
Well, I think there's room there for a sequel, definitely. Because I kept expecting him to pop up in it. And that kind of,
Yeah.
Do you know what? Even if it wasn't even relevant to the fucking film, I wanted to see Robert Englund.
Yeah.
So,
It annoyed me at the start as well when they're talking about him. Because the kid gets really excited, doesn't he, when he finds out it's Robert Englund. But they don't mention Freddy Krueger because obviously they're not allowed.
Yeah, I suppose there's some kind of copyright issue there, isn't there? Yeah. They're allowed to mention him. But
he's a public figure now. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, we all own Robert Englund.
Exactly.
Well,
I thought the lead character was fucking awful.
Who's that, the boy?
No, the girl.
Oh, the girl. Yeah, I like the lad.
That's really unfair. I don't think she was a bad actress. I like the lad. I just thought she was bland. I think
it was the character, though. I don't think they did the character justice. I don't think it was her.
If it was someone likeable.
So
no, not at all. If it was a likeable character, that film could have been a 5-star, you know.
Yeah, but she wasn't really that likeable. He was.
No. But
he
other
was very
than that.
Likeable.
Wow.
So you're happy with me? It wasn't a pile of dog shit.
Wasn't I loved it? It's totally original. Don't think something like that has been done before.
Yeah.
Love the story.
Amazing. Yeah, I think that's part of the reason I picked it is because obviously, like, I wanted to put a little bit of life into your light after I've just bombarded you with shit.
You've really took offence to that, haven't you?
I'm a little bit salty here, aren't I? I'm a little bit like you.
I'm only joking. Come on, look at the shape that I picked.
Oh, God, yeah. What's it called? Oh, Psycho Goreman.
You could have picked any other film.
So you will never live that down. It was tragedy.
Never.
But yeah, I'm kind of pleased I give you this that like little gem of a film. And I think because it's you're an 80s kid like me and the nostalgia factor, you've got Robert Englund in there. I think it just kind of helps, doesn't it? It puts you on the good foot straight away before you actually watch it.
The 80s are definitely back, man, aren't they?
I was talking to someone at work the other day about the 80s, and I told them, oh, God, what did I say? I said I used to have a shell suit, and they didn't know what shell suit was.
Yeah.
So I had to Google it and show them pictures. I was like, this is what I wore in the 80s. And they went, Jesus Christ. The 80s were a great time.
Our age group now,
are
we just outstanding in every area? We lived the greatest.
If you were born in the 80s, you're fine. You know, you're going to pass through life with full ticks next to your name.
But
there's no doubt about it.
We are, aren't we?
It was a great time to be alive. I was having this chat with someone at work and I was saying it was a simple time. You know, there was no mobile phones, there was no internet. Everything was easy, stress-free. There was no trolling on social media. There was nothing. It was just a nice time to be alive, I think.
But not only that, almost every TV and film now references the 80s.
Yes.
We had the greatest toys. If you look in all the toy shops now.
Oh,
right,
my God.
So I was walking down an aisle the other day, right? On one side is Transformers. There was an E-Man. There was an E-Man section. There was wrestlers. It was Ghostbusters. They're all huge in the 80s. There's nothing
around
now.
Yeah, because they were the best toys. I had My Little Ponies. I had Care Bears. And they came back around.
Yeah. They've all come back.
Best toys. And I remember Christmas morning, you'd wake up and you'd open all your toys. And they were proper toys. They weren't kids in front of iPads.
No.
Didn't need that.
I know people talk about PlayStation and computer, and it's outstanding what you can do now.
It is, I mean, yeah.
But I just want to be a plumber and jump on a mushroom.
Yeah.
And save a princess. I just want a simpler life.
Oh, I want to be a blue hedgehog, so. Yeah. Perfect. It was a good time to be alive.
Really, really was. yeah. really enjoyed this one.
I'm pleased. I am pleased. I've passed.
Well done, Emma.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I'd like to thank my mum and my dad. Yeah.
It was good.
Very pleased. Good.
Good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. Didn't do so good on IMDb.
Okay.
Go on, have a guess what IMDb give it.
Well, it's a horror, so probably in the... Is it under 5?
Yeah, but only slightly. It's 4.7.
But that could be down to the people who's watched. I don't know.
No, they're morons.
It's a weird site, though, isn't it?
It is a weird site.
But I enjoyed it. I'm going to give it an 8.
Oh, that is high.
Straight off the bat, yeah.
Oh, well, I was thinking 7.8.
Stick with 7.7. You know it's still what? I'm just happy
that you've watched something and enjoyed it that I've picked.
Let's see if we agree with your classic film a bit later on.
Okay.
Let's see if you've really let yourself down.
I'm hoping for a double whammy here.
It's not going to happen. Right.
Oh, no.
News time.
News.
Okay. Sorry, I keep coughing. I'm not too well this week.
No, it's fine. You find that dose of man up and get back to us
I'll get there. Oh, before I get onto the news.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of is news. We've got a website that sells t-shirts and shit.
Oh, hell we do. We not only buy merch, we have our own merch.
Yeah.
How clever are you?
Yeah, so there's t-shirts, there's hoodies, there's jigsaws. It'll improve all the time, guys. I know there's a few little flaws on there, but we'll get there.
Yeah, I've put a link to it on our Facebook page if people want to go check it out.
Yeah, I'll put it on Twitter.
But yeah, you're very clever. It's not something I could do. I'm rubbish at that kind of stuff. But we do a nice tote bag, which I've got my eye on. So I need to go get that.
I'm looking at it right now.
Are you?
Yeah, I like the red t-shirt as well. I like the jigsaw, yeah. All good stuff.
And I have none of it yet, but I'm waiting for payday and I'm going to merch myself up.
You need to wear something on your little thing in October, November, when it is.
I'm going
to
get the hoodie for that.
Yeah. Well, I did it last year and, God, it was nice. Heaps of people that came up and we had a few more people adding us on Twitter and stuff, so that was good.
That's so nice. I'm worried I'm going to get, like, tomatoed or something.
Yeah. You shit!
Yeah! Someone's throwing tomatoes at me, you fucking stupid cow!
Yeah.
You didn't like Psycho Goreman? There's, like, a Psycho Goreman, like, appreciation group.
If you are listening and you want to do that to Emma because she didn't like Psycho Goreman, I am approving it.
There'll be some Psycho Goreman cosplayer there or something chasing me around with some rotten tomatoes.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Right. News time. It's been a slow news week.
It's shit for news this week. I've done so much Googling.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, we've kind of talked about my news piece was going to be about the Evil Dead game. So I do apologise because we've already covered that. So I'm just going to let you have this whole section all to yourself because I'm such a nice person.
It's only really brief, but it was actually on Sky News. So this is big, big news. So the child actor who starred in Jaws has become an officer where it was filmed.
Oh, really?
So Jonathan Searle played a prankster. So if you remember the kid who pretended to be a shark?
He
was swimming and he had like a fake fin on.
Oh, the little scamp.
He's now a police chief just off the waters on Amity Island where it was filmed.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I quite like that.
I wonder if he's really tempted to just run down to the beach screaming shark.
I hope so.
I would.
I hope so.
I'd take a risk.
Definitely. It's worth it. Yeah, so there you go. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's a cool little piece of news. I like that. Jump up, jump down. Come dance me down now. We're moving our body to the ABCs. Dance nearby. Wow. Dance far away. Now clap your hands. To the letter of the day. Clap, clap. What's the letter? Clap, clap. What's the letter? Clap, 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 clap. What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the letter?
The letter
of the day is K. That's right,
it's the letter of the day.
Right, A to Z time. Oh, I love this one.
We are flying through this. Have you seen the results this week?
No, I'm still being good. I've not cheated. I have voted, but not cheated and looked.
It is our closest ever one. A lot of votes as well. Okay, so in last place, I mean, this is a surprise straight off the bat. Jigsaw.
Oh.
That's not so much the surprise. That's fine. 0%.
What?
Not one vote.
Where are all my Saw fans at? I'm a big Saw fan. It was a
strong competition, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I know. I just don't love the franchise.
He should be in fourth. I think if you vote a Jigsaw above these, I totally get it.
Well, obviously, 0%, I didn't vote for him, so.
No. 6%, Jack Torrance.
Oh, okay. Kind of.
This is where it gets really close. So, in second place is Jason. Jason Ooh. Is not in our Horror A to Z with 45%. 48% is Jaws.
Yeah, the big fish has won.
By 3%, wow.
I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, me too.
Because I really thought Jason Voorhees had
it's a better
place.
Film.
We've got V coming soon, haven't we? Maybe we can slot him in. Mr. Voorhees.
Well, just put Voorhees.
Just put Voorhees, yeah.
maybe.
Yeah, yes, okay.
So there you go. Now, Jay was a tough one. K, my
oh,
God.
Oh, don't, mate.
I've struggled.
Okay, I have got four written
down. I'm first.
No, hang on a minute. Who picked Jaws? I do believe that was me.
Yeah, but we don't. Did we not? Did we not have a favour?
No,
anymore? You go first, then. Go on.
No, go on. You go first. But be warned, I've got three good ones and one really shit one written down.
Oh, I've got three. That's it. I can't really think of anything other.
So I bet you've got the same three as me.
I would have thought so. So okay. I'm going to go for a film we watched last year, Killer Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
Killer Is that yours, Joe?
Out of Space. Yeah, I've got that written down as well. It's such a tough one.
It was the first one that came up, to be honest. I thought, yeah.
It's
got
to
be in there.
It's got to be in there.
Isn't it funny, though, how, say if it wins this week, Killer Clowns.
Yeah.
We're doing an A to Z book. I am going to release this as a book. Yeah. Killer Clowns is going to have a section in the book above Jason Voorhees.
Oh, we've got to get
There's just
Jason
no talking about
somewhere.
Jason in it at all.
Oh.
Right. Go on, then. Off you go.
So it's one of my favourite films. It's very close to my heart. It is Christmas time in a film, and that is The Beautiful Krampus.
Yep.
It's got to be done.
That's the second one I wrote down.
I've got a feeling we've got the same third
and
one.
And I had two for ages on the third one. I was debating, is this even horror?
Oh, mate, I was debating that. We've got the same one. I know we have.
I've gone for a giant fucking monkey, King Kong.
Yep.
But I'm telling you now, those on Twitter, don't vote for King Kong.
Yeah.
It's between Killer Clowns and Krampus.
King Kong. Well, I'm just going to ask you, because this is the level of maturity me and my other half have when we have conversations. We were having a debate whether King Kong is better than Godzilla or Godzilla is better than King Kong. I'm just going to quickly ask you, who's best, Godzilla or King Kong?
I don't really. I've not seen a lot of King Kong, so I'd have to say Godzilla.
Yeah, that's fine. You've passed because that's what I said, and he liked King Kong better, and it caused a debate.
I mean, I remember the film in the 90s, the Godzilla film. Fucking hell, it was awful.
But I don't know. He plays Call of Duty quite a lot, and there's at the minute there's a whole thing on there where you've got Godzilla and you've got King Kong in the game as well.
But don't get me wrong, it's a huge, huge thing, isn't it?
It is.
Especially, obviously, in Japan.
I kind of like the films. I do enjoy the films.
Yeah,
Godzilla all the way. Hashtag Team Godzilla.
Okay.
Hashtag Team Johnny Depp. Just put that in there as well.
Oh, course. Yeah, right. So I was watching that last night.
Yeah.
God, we don't have to go off. I'm
oh,
sure.
Oh, that's fine.
Hello and welcome to the HDHD ADHD podcast.
That's fine. Amber Heard's kind of like horror, isn't she, related?
She's a knob, isn't she?
She's a knob. I just don't
But
like
then we
her.
Can't say
like
that,
her.
Can we? Because we don't know what's true. But
ah, fuck it. Now she's a knob.
Yeah, there's a lot of lies going on somewhere, isn't there?
I think she pooed in his bed, mate. I really do. Right, so I'm just going to put this out there. Johnny Depp's legal team, you can use this if you want. You have my permission. Dogs do not poo where they sleep. And she said those dogs sleep in their bed. They would not poo on the bed. So therefore, she took a giant turd in that bed. Fact.
Well, it's looking that way, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
I mean, I've not done that for months, so I don't know if it's true.
To be fair, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Anyway, can't get away from it. I want to hear your last shitty choice.
Oh, fucking hell, right. I was really struggling. I was Googling, like, horror films. I was Googling horror characters. There are none.
No.
We're going to get inundated with tweets of people who've got really good ones. So, I caught something in a horror film. I mean, it's there all the fucking time. Knives.
Knives is good.
Is it? It's not really, though, is it?
No, but it's something, isn't it?
It's just something to chuck in there. Yeah. I mean, Jace, you know, Michael Myers has got knives. Freddy's got knife finger things. Chucky's got a knife. Ghostface's got a knife. Yeah, knives.
In my horror room, that is my prized possession, signed knife, Michael Myers.
Oh, I've got two. Yeah, I've got two signed knives. So, yeah, knives, mate.
It's weird, though, isn't it? Like, in your horror room, having a knife. I always think if people come, you've got a knife, it's just... Are you gonna turn?
Really impressive, though. I've got mine on like a little stand in front of my Michael Myers masks, and they do look great.
Yeah, but you're a girl.
Yeah,
if you come to like a bloke's house and they've got a knife, you think, oh, he's gonna turn. I'm just gonna slowly move.
Oh no, I think that people think I'm more, you know, kind of weird because I'm a girl, and I've got knives.
I suppose it's that. I suppose I've never thought of it that way.
I've got like a Freddy glove there, all splayed out with blades everywhere. And yeah. Oh my God, I'm just looking around my horror room now because I'm sat there.
Have you got friends who aren't into horror?
Have I got... yeah.
Did you just think I was going to ask you? Did you just think I was going to ask you?
Do I have friends?
Yeah.
I'll be like, no, just the voices in my head. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've got friends that are into horror. Probably you're one of them, probably the main one. But other than that, yeah, I think people just think I'm a bit weird.
Yeah, I just wonder what people think.
My other half thinks I'm weird, mate. It's just... It's fine. I'm at peace with it. I kind of go on to the like horror forums on Facebook just to make me realise that I'm not the only one and I'm not. It's actually okay.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Yeah.
Not at all, folks. Right, so there you go. Nothing. So our choices are Killer Clowns, Krampus, King Kong, and Knives. A strong showing this week.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Who are you going to vote for? Go on. I never
asked Killer Clowns. Probably Killer Clowns.
I'm going Krampus. I'm sorry, but I love him.
Okay. Not going to be Knives or King Kong.
No, I know.
Right, from a shit showing... In that, should we go to a shit British film? It's Dog Soldiers.
We're going to have a fucking argument now, right?
Okay.
Because
we were going along so well.
It went really well, and now you've just upset me. How can you say Dog Soldiers is shit? Please explain yourself, Andrew. To the nation.
No, I just didn't get it.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's a proper 90s British film, isn't it? Which is nothing wrong with that, in the vein of Lock, Stock and Trainspotting and...
Right. Shall I just tell the listeners what it's about so that they can judge for themselves?
Please tell me what it's about.
So, Dog Soldiers. Some British soldiers in the Scottish Highlands are expecting to rendezvous with Special Ops Unit instead, find a bloody massacre with a sole survivor, right?
Yeah.
But, oh, no. A zoologist identifies the attackers as werewolves. And this group then retreat to
Exciting.
A farm. Yeah, listen. Then a group retreat to a farmhouse and they wait for the full moon to disappear so they can run to safety.
Hmm.
I mean, that sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm really not with you on this one. I fucking love it.
It sounded great. Yeah,
I love it. It's brilliant. Right, I'm gonna stay quiet.
Yeah.
just for a moment, and I'm going to contain my rage.
And you want to explain
to our lovely listeners why you did not like this masterpiece of a film. Go ahead.
The effects were awful. You hardly see the werewolves. How many scenes are there of actually werewolves in it? Three?
You don't see the full-on werewolf for quite a lot. It's very, like, limited visually. But then people with good imaginations can fill in the voids.
I know. But yeah. I don't know. Just didn't get it. I liked the acting was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bit cheesy, but...
I mean, I think it was meant to be quite funny as well, especially when, you know, he got disemboweled and all those kind of like slimy sausages fall out of his belly.
Yeah.
That's all I remember them as. And as they're kind of like sewing him up and stuff. And
look, I think I'm totally on my own on this one because
I think you are. I
looked online and it's getting a lot of praise.
So. I think it is a cult classic. I think it's got a lot of love, quite rightly. I just love the concept of it. I think it's fresh. It's different. You know, it's British, so I kind of can get on board with that. I think the actors are great. Tommy from Trainspotting was in it.
Yeah, Sean Pertwee was in it as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's loads of, like, really good names.
Oh, yeah, there's an array of British talent.
And I think The Wolf was actually visually stunning. I'm sorry, I disagree with you on this one.
And if you think that was stunning, folks, if you liked it, you can get it from Smithies, which is a fancy dress shop.
But I just like it. It was kind of like, it's so different to the werewolves you see normally. It was very gangly. It was unnaturally tall.
Yeah, it was like a 6-foot werewolf, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it had this big oversized head. And I think going back to like the 80s again, my earliest memory of a werewolf is Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
So I kind of like grew up with Teen Wolf in my head. And there's not a lot of werewolf films out there, really.
There's not. There's not a lot you can do with a werewolf.
I mean, it's just...
I sound like I'm hating on it. I didn't hate it.
I get you. It is just a big dog.
It's just not my thing. It's just not my thing at all. I just didn't get it. But I understand I'm totally on my own with that one. It's getting a lot of love, and I think a lot of the actors and directors are having like a comeback at the thing that you're going to.
They certainly aren't. I'm hoping to meet them. I'm gonna order myself. I kind of want the big quad poster of it, and I want to meet them all and get it signed.
Yeah, there's not a lot of merch, is there? So
no, there really, really isn't a lot of merch.
A poster would be good signed.
Definitely.
So who is it? Who's going?
Oh, God, now you're asking me. I can't remember.
Just like a few of the actors, maybe.
I think it's three actors, probably the director, if I remember rightly, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah. But fair enough.
But no, I love it. I'm so sad you didn't love it.
Yeah. I watched it a couple of days ago, and I couldn't remember if I'd seen it before, and then I did. I bought it on VHS years ago, and I didn't like it back then either.
It brought
back a lot of
bad memories.
So thanks for that. But you picked a good brand new film.
I know. Well done. But I can't get on board with you not liking Dog Soldiers. It really,
I get it. No, it's fine.
I genuinely,
I never admit this, but I'm probably in the wrong here. But it's just not me.
It's weird because whenever you've not liked a film before, I've kind of gone, okay, kind of, yeah, I get that. And this one, I'm like, I'm stumped. You've thrown me completely.
It happened. I mean, are there any films that you don't like that are just regarded as absolute classics? It happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, at the top of my head, I can't think of any, but I can guarantee there will be some. Psycho Goreman.
Look, I love it, but it's not a classic.
No, I guess not.
But
no.
there's films there that are Oscar winners that have won 10, 15 Oscars.
Yeah.
And you think,
I guess it's a case of looking at that film and just going, you know what, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
Everyone's different, and you can watch it and go, yeah, it's not really my thing. I'm sure there are films out there.
Definitely. I can't say it's acted badly. I can't say it's shot badly. It's all good. But no, just... Sorry.
That's okay. Don't give you apologize. I Yeah, it stumped me, but I'll forgive you.
I think
you're wrong.
Probably am.
But it's
I think it's the werewolf thing. There's not a lot of werewolf films I like.
There's not. I mean, obviously, you've got An American Werewolf in London. That's the big one. And there's fucking merch everywhere for that. That's absolutely fine. I remember one with Jack Nicholson and Michelle Pfeiffer. I believe it was it called Howl or something?
Wolf, wasn't it?
Wolf? I can't remember. It might be.
That was shit as well.
That was dog shit. You've got The Howling.
I'm going to really annoy you here.
Go on.
An American Werewolf in London.
Don't. You will be put in the bin of shame by our listeners, let alone me.
But I understand how good it is. I know it's good, but...
Oh, God!
And I think it's regarded... Because it's regarded as so, so good.
Mate, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah, I get it.
But...
It's just a werewolf thing I just don't get.
That's fair enough. Look, I kind of get it because, like, I'm not really into vampire films.
Yeah.
Apart from The Lost Boys.
Yeah.
Vampires aren't my thing. I kind of, they're a little bit boring. I'm like, I just don't get it. Werewolves, yeah, I love them. Zombies, I love zombie films.
Yeah.
You throw zombie films at me all day long. I suppose it's whatever's your bag, isn't it? But then there's people out there that love vampires, and I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
I've got nothing against it.
But yeah, there you go.
There we go.
It's hard to score it because I don't want to score it too low because I know it's not a low scoring film.
Yeah.
So I'm going
to
go.
It's your personal score though. So you have to. Yeah, it is what it is.
I'm giving it a 6.
Oh, God.
Because it was shot well, acted well.
Oh, hang on. I'm just going to wipe away the tear.
Sorry.
Oh. Makes me sad. I'm sorry. I think it's an absolute masterpiece. I absolutely love it. It's
8.9.
I love it, mate. Jesus. It's such a good film.
It's good, but it's not an 8.9. Bloody hell.
What? Oh, I don't. Right, end the podcast. No.
Okay. So there you go. Forged Dog Soldiers.
Wow.
If you're listening, our advice has helped.
Who are you going to listen to this week? But do you know what? I love now and again that we get such a divisive film in the midst.
It'll be boring if we all just went,
Did you like it? Yeah, I liked it.
We'll score it seven. I'll score it 7-2. No, we don't want that.
We don't want that. I want to see different points of view and, another divisive film. Wow. Big one. Big divisive film.
Right. I'm away next week. So there'll be no podcast next week, but we are going to have a bumper one the week after.
Yeah, we are.
Right, there's been a couple of new films out last couple of weeks.
Yes,
have you heard of X?
I've heard of it. Do you know what? I don't really know what it's about.
Oh, do you know? Well, I'm just to tell you what it's about.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so it is about a porn shoot.
Oh, okay.
You didn't expect that, did you?
No, I really didn't expect that.
It's about a group of kids. I think it's set in the 70s.
Oh, dear.
Who go to like an old abandoned place to film a porn.
Okay.
And there's a very, very, very randy 90-year-old woman there who wants to get involved. And that's the setup.
This sounds so wrong in so many ways.
It's fantastic.
It sounds worse than Amber Heard shitting on a bed, kind of. Wrong.
So basically, the kids don't want the 19-year-old to get involved.
No, well,
so then she turns a bit nuts.
Wow.
Very, very good.
Do you know what? It kind of sounds intriguing. Yeah.
It's different. It's getting a lot. Well, people have been talking about it for weeks, haven't they?
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way, it's getting a lot of positive press. Really gory.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. I'm up for it.
That's good. Two new films next week.
Yeah.
And a classic. I'm going to go for the remake of the 80s Drew Barrymore film, Firestarter.
Now, this one I am looking forward to.
Yeah. Now, have you seen Firestarter?
I have. Many moons ago.
Yeah, I have as well.
It's been a while.
I couldn't tell you now exactly what happened, so I might have to Have a look.
I think a girl like starts fires.
Yeah, basically she starts fires, doesn't
That's
she?
That's it.
If I can remember, I don't think she's evil, is she? She sets fire to people who deserve it. I don't know. I can't remember.
I can't remember, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's been a few years. That's another classic film, isn't it?
But yeah, there's a remake.
Okay. See if the remake can hold up to the original then.
And for my classic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exciting. Go on.
I can't believe we've ever done this. And if
an American Werewolf in London.
if we have done this, I'm very, very sorry. Wicker Man.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, we've not done that.
Wicker Man.
What a classic.
Have you seen it recently?
Oh, I've seen the Nicolas Cage one.
Right. Have you ever watched the original?
I have many, oh my God, many, many moons ago, but I can't really remember it.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, yeah, I look forward to rewatching that.
Now, this is a British horror film, and I'll show you how it's done.
Don't, honestly. You get me upset again.
So it's X, Firestarter, and Wicker Man.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me. Bumper episode.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
Everyone take care, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks, guys. Bye for now.